good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Well, it's morning somewhere. It's 12:07 p.m. here, but you know, it's still morning in California, and for half the world beyond that. So, yeah, it's always morning somewhere. I started in the morning. Doesn't matter. It all counts. It's the walk that matters. Need to wet the whistle here. Hang on a second. There we go. So, yeah. 12:07 p.m. on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Mostly cloudy, but they're really high thin clouds. There's a lot of light. There's not a lot of cloud action per se hitting the ground. There's a lot of cirrus stratus, a few mare's tails here and there scattered around. A lot of high thin clouds, a lot of bluish sky. 60 degrees. Yes. We like this. Light breeze. Wind in my face. Gotta love it. So the day started with a new coffee. I've been looking into different blends. Thinking ahead to when Arabica becomes untenable because of climate. And looking at Robusta, which is much more climate tolerant. It grows in hotter weather, in hotter climate. It grows at lower altitude. And it's been the common coffee in many parts of the world already. It's just that I'm used to North America in particular, Europe to a certain extent, is used to Arabica and its variants. So I ordered a pound of Biohazard. It is a Robusta, and there's a literally Biohazard symbol on the front and back of a black bag. I should ask. I should ask Dave if he has a Robusta in the lineup. I thought I ordered beans, but I got a ground bag. I'm not sure what the problem was, but excess user headspace is undoubtedly the answer. So anyway, I tried a cup of that this morning, 20 to 1. I wasn't about to put my usual ration. They claim that a cup, 6 ounces of water with 2 tablespoons, which would be about 12 grams of coffee, is almost a thousand milligrams of caffeine. And a typical cup of coffee, a typical drip is like 700 or so. So I'm like, maybe I don't want to go whole hog on this just yet. Let me try a 1 in 20. So, 20 grams, 10 grams, 20 grams, no, 10 grams of coffee, 200 milliliters of water. It was pretty good. I don't feel particularly wired, but this is also good. I also finished the first cup and had a regular drip chaser, so I've had around, I don't know, 1,500 grams of caffeine this morning. The wily call of rampant leaf blowers. Alright. I'll be around the corner here in a minute. So, yeah, and I got an email from Bluehost saying, oh, by the way, you're over your limit, which is interesting given that my account is unlimited. And I had a feeling that they were going to do this. They've changed the tiers for fears on their plans. So they don't actually offer an unlimited plan anymore. They don't allow it. The maximum tier is 100 gigabytes. And when I started, I was at 105. And I've blown out some. I'm trying to get a secure socket connection to the server itself so that I can zip up some of the big files. I've got a backup of nathanlowell.com. I need to get a download of it so I can upload it if I need to, so I can upload it to a different host should push comes to shove. I also want to re-engineer the whole thing. I need to put together a plan to re-engineer my web, because right now it's bits and pieces and a lot of it is just noise. I also have a bunch of old websites that I put together for people that I don't really need to keep anymore. Those people are long gone. There's nothing there really that I want to save, but I will take a backup of it all just in case. Some of it. I've got a backup of solarclipper.com from, I want to say last fall, because they warned me that this change in tier was coming. And according to customer support, it doesn't apply to me. I'm waiting to see if the boffins pulling the strings for customer support agree with that. But I just renewed for 3 years for the hosting plan for my basic host. And we'll see how that works out. I don't know if it's going to or not. I need to spin off a couple of sites. I have EJ's WordPress running on my host, and I really should spin that off to its own host. Trying to kill Lamas Wood. There's really nothing on Lamas Wood. There hasn't been for years. I'm going to kill Nathan Lowell Presents. That was a worthy experiment that foundered because too many indies were unwilling to review other indies' work. And I got tired of doing it every week myself. Not that I couldn't pick it up again now. God knows I'm reading enough books. Still putting in culvert here. They don't seem to have made a lot of progress. Are they working today? They don't seem to be. Must have another project going somewhere. So yeah, I need to work out a plan. I need to look at where the data is getting used. If I can get it down to 40 gigabytes, that would be great. If I could get it down to 3 sites, that would be better. It would also mean less money I'm paying to WordFence. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me, Monk Post. But web hosting, email service, and web security are my 3 biggest expenses. My 3 biggest fixed expenses. And that's lovely, but it's not enough to have a major effect on my income tax bracket. Still, I get some of it back from the feds when it comes time to calculate how much I owe them. We're coming up on the end of the month, too. I got to figure out, how did I do in March? We're going to have April shortly. What am I reading? Vacant Possession. I forgot to change it in my... See, this is a problem. I have, what am I reading now, linked in my bio link. If anybody cares to look. But I keep forgetting to change the title to the next title because I go through them so fast. I could put the series name in, I suppose, and then it would last a little bit longer. City Skylines continues to keep my interest. It continues to draw me back to figure out a new way to grow my city. I'm learning how to actually get down and see my city at ground level. It's pretty astonishing, really. I love it. Still need to figure out how to get around the bus problem. I was going to run some passenger rail lines, but I don't really have enough space to run passenger rail lines in the area that I have. So I may need to buy a lot more land. But I have to be careful because things get expensive pretty quick. Most of my low-density housing is at level 5. My high-density housing is only at level 3. It's It's difficult because I've got it tucked away in different places that don't necessarily get the best services, which is not the best way to do it. Needless to say, not the best way to do it. But at least I don't have screaming citizens looking for, I need a house, I need an apartment, anything. Somebody want to rent me their couch. And I'm making some coins each week to add new services and expand the network. So it's fun. It's cool. On the pen front, I actually repaired a pen. I was so proud of myself. I have a collection of platinum. I keep calling them Pilot, but they're not. They're platinum. Platinum is the brand. Platinum compact fountain pens. And there's two different weights. There's a big one, there's a bigger one, and then there's a littler one. But they all have the same sort of low-waisted cap. So when you put the cap on, the cap is like 3/4 of the length of the pen, maybe more. And it's just this little nub sticking out of the cap. And it looks kind of odd, but it looks kind of cool too. So when you take the cap off, you put the cap, you post the cap, that is, you stick the cap on the barrel end. And the pen becomes relatively long, actually, because that cap is really long. But the one I got recently, most recently, the first one I got came restored, and it doesn't quite work right. It's a beautiful pen, pearl and silver. It's a beautiful, beautiful pen. I guess it's got a 14 karat gold nib on it. But I don't know, it feels wiggly. The nib feels wiggly. I have one that's pink and pearl with shamrocks on the, I don't know if they're really shamrocks or some sort of shamrock looking, four-leaf clover looking inlay on the cap and on the barrel, the little short stubby barrel. So it's really sharp looking. It looks like it's been through the war. But it's really sharp looking. And that has a really, that one was not restored. That one was just sort of like, I picked it up, I think. But it doesn't feel like the nib is too solid. So there was a big push to unload a bunch of them last week. And I picked up the other week. I guess it wasn't last week, it was the week before. And I picked up a new one. Really nice black with gold trims. And I couldn't get it to take, probably mentioned this already, but I couldn't get it to take a cartridge, so I couldn't ink it. And the answer turned out to be the nipple from an old cartridge had broken off inside the barrel, way down deep inside, and getting it out seemed impossible. I could not figure out how to get the feed out. Turns out there's a trick to it. You need a special tool that I don't have and am not likely to make, which is what most people do. But somebody with the same problem solved it with a crochet hook. Now, we just happen to have small crochet hooks here in the house. And so it took me a while, but I managed to hook that little sucker out and put in a cartridge of platinum blue. And oh man, love this pen. The nib feels good. It's a 18 karat soft nib. I think it's a medium. I think that means we'll get some line variation in it. I'm not sure. I want to write with a little bit more and see how it works. But I was so proud of myself because I managed to fix this pen without spending more money and have it be a really good, solid writer. Very exciting. It's the little things. I get so excited about some of the littlest things. Anyway, look at this. I'm at the back gate. 21 minutes, more or less. It'll be 21 minutes by the time I get to the back gate itself, to the point where I say, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.